Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Chris, you saw something in the news that you wanted to talk about with the latest on John McAfee, the eccentric software magnate who has been traveling around the world in his boat trying to avoid the American government's iron fist, and unfortunately the Spanish government snatched him up like most of a year ago, I think it was, and they've been holding him ever since for an extradition hearing, and that was based on IRS-related charges for, you know, not filing taxes, among, I think, some other charge, if I recall correctly.
I didn't quite understand where he would be obligated to pay taxes in Spain.
Well, no. He's, you know, he was from the United States.
Right. That's why, so I was not quite sure where his tax obligations were.
I don't think he was in Spain except for a
short
period.
He was just
of time.
Arrested in Spain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they arrested him there. And then extradition
at the behest of the
United States, presumably. Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So he's been in a prison in Spain waiting extradition hearings.
It's been a long time since he was arrested, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's been more than a year, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's been less than a year.
Antivirus software pioneer McAfee charged by U.S. with cryptocurrency fraud. So John McAfee, the antivirus software pioneer whose former company still bears his name, has been indicted
He's not involved with.
Right, on fraud. And I'm sure the company is not too happy about all right. The news as in recent years, because he kind of went away for 20-something years and then kind of popped out of the blue and started, like, being a social pariah. And I don't know that he wasn't before, but he wasn't in the news. So has been indicted on fraud and money laundering conspiracy charges stemming from two cryptocurrency schemes. It's an interesting choice of words, scheme. The U.S. Justice Department said on Friday. Authorities accused McAfee and his bodyguard, Jimmy Gale Watson Jr. And I never understood this. Like, what does his bodyguard have to do with any of it?
I don't know. His bodyguard is there with him all the time.
You know what's interesting about this guy is that he is, but it's interesting because, like, it seems like there's a lot of stories, and every time, you know, McAfee's mentioned something about his bodyguard, is this like, is there something more to this, you know, bodyguard than you know,
he must have more than one, because the guy we met was named John as well. So His bodyguard was also John.
You met one of his bodyguards?
You have to really wonder, like, what did they expect you to get out of the guy? He's 75 years old.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
he's expecting to die just waiting for trial at this point.
Right. I mean, it's crazy.
But that's just how vindictive and how evil the federal government is. They're going after an elderly man, and they want to put him away for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Because even on a light sentence for all the charges he's facing, it would be likely several years behind bars.
Yeah,
and he's 75.
I wonder if he's released on bail.
No. He is inside a Spanish prison right now. In fact, he's tweeting. Actually, it's been a couple weeks, which is unusual for him. Normally, he's tweeting at least, you know, once every couple days or once a day. Let me share a couple of his recent tweets for you. They're pretty entertaining. Says, a man, this is his most recent one, February 18th, posted, a man in the prison yard talks to himself a lot. He said he was talking to aliens. They told him the beginning of the end would start March 3rd. Nonsense. It began years ago when we turned technology against ourselves. Though, I marked my calendar just in case.
Well, March 3rd, wasn't that supposed to be the day that Trump was...
No, that was March 4th. That was supposed to be yesterday. By the way, did Trump take office yesterday? Did anybody hear that?
No.
No, I didn't hear that either.
McAfee is being detained in Spain following his arrest there on tax evasion charges announced in October. So, okay,
October? God, it seems like longer than that.
It does, doesn't it? Watson said Watson was arrested on Thursday night in Texas. So
so they got his bodyguard.
Yeah, they got the bodyguard, apparently. Watson's attorney, and I bet you the bodyguard gets out sooner than McAfee because they arrested him in the United States, and there won't be any extradition to deal with. And I wonder if he even gets released on bail, whereas McAfee has to sit in a prison cell because he's a flight risk.
Did it say the charges for the bodyguard? Because that's weird.
Sounded similar.
I think it sounds like they're the same.
They said they worked as like a team. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting because you think, like, what did he do? What did the bodyguard do? Like, you know, it's
maybe
like
he's got a big following. I don't know.
Does he?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But like, you would think that it would be the person who tweeted, not their bodyguard.
What's his bodyguard's name?
I mean,
again?
Did the bodyguard do his support or something? His bodyguard like typing because McAfee doesn't know how to use a computer? I mean, I don't even.
It could
like,
be.
Like, well, that's crazy because he wrote the software. Didn't he write the McAfee antivirus software originally?
The bodyguard?
No, McAfee. Like, it would be funny if the bodyguard had to type in the computer for McAfee because he didn't know how to get to his computer. Because, I don't know, like, he hasn't used a computer in the last 25 years or something.
He's getting old.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems so weird.
I don't blame John McAfee as far as I feel like saying whatever he wants to say should be legal. I mean, to say that it should be illegal to engage in a pump and dump scheme, I disagree with that. I think that freedom of speech is pretty clear, and I don't think there should be exceptions to it. Now, you know, if you want to say, oh, well, what about threatening somebody? Okay. I mean, I could kind of understand that one.
I think that's more of a liability, sort of a liability thing. Like, if somebody threatens you and they're in front of you and they look like they're going
to
kill you, then
you have a right, to defend yourself.
And the liability is effectively you could die because somebody defends themselves against you.
Correct.
But,
and I think that solves itself.
Right.
But as far as saying anything else,
Bribing, like bribing and blackmailing from like another place. Like if they're not in the same room as you can see.
Should blackmail be illegal?
I don't know.
I don't think it should.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things that I think is like there's a line that's like you know what's how I kind of feel about this is it's like if it's on the internet, I don't care. And it's like it's you know, there's some responsibility, you know, like being an adult or, you know, just you know, growing up to some degree, you know, you got to learn these things. And if you don't, you know, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's one of these things. It's just like, you know, you can't control, like there's only so much the government can do, you know, to protect you. Right.
According to the Wikipedia on John McAfee, his most recent business venture, at least as listed here, was in August of 2018. He took a position as CEO with LuxCore, a cryptocurrency company focused on enterprise solutions, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, so. I wonder, you know, here's the thing. He probably was at most a figurehead slash advisor in any practical sense.
Yeah.
I suspect he had no real involvement in the company.
Could be. It sounds like the kind of deal he would want.
Yeah, and just, I mean, knowing his publicity, I mean, this is effectively what he's selling. He's selling his fame.
His name.
Yeah, his name.
Yeah.
So... it's hard to believe what the government is effectively saying about him.
Well, now wait a minute. What part is hard to believe?
That he used his position, position as CEO. I mean, we didn't even know he was a CEO of a company, right?
Like, that's not what people were trading on. I mean, they were trading on his fame,
right?
They
absolutely
were trading on him being a CEO.
But the government in the story alluded to that this is something he was trading
maybe
on.
To make himself look more legit.
Right, but it seems a bit fabricated or unreal.
Again, I don't think John's actually been charged with a real crime here. He's not been charged with actually harming another human being. He's not been charged with murder or rape or, you know, arson or property destruction or anything like that. He was charged with not paying taxes. Well, I consider that to be heroic.
I mean, yeah, definitely not. I mean, that's not only not a crime. I mean, that's somebody to be looking up to as an example, as a leader in, you know, peaceful resistance.
Exactly. And now what he's being charged with, securities so-called fraud, I don't think these crimes should exist. Quote-unquote crimes. Again, a no victim, no crime. If you go online and you read somebody's Twitter and that person says, buy Dogecoin... And you buy Dogecoin, and then the price of Dogecoin goes down, you don't get to blame the person on Twitter.
Yeah, but he's such a professional.
Well, that's the thing.
Give me a break.
It's easy for people to accept the advice of a so-called expert. But when you do that, you're still choosing to accept the expert's advice.
And the thing is, I mean, you have to remember, these people weren't paying him for, you know, so-called expert advice either.
Like, that's true.
Like, I could understand that there was some obligation, you know, if you know, McAfee was being paid by these individuals. But that wasn't what was going on here.
That's true. I mean, there's this guy locally who is a known liar.
Right.
And he's a great activist, right?
Yeah,
like, JP is a great cop block activist. He will go out and he will block the police like no other. But you can't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. And John McAfee's exactly the same way. He's just really successful.
He's like the libertarian Kanye.
Except I think with McAfee, the difference, though, I think, between JP and McAfee is I don't think JP knows he's telling lies. I think he's just like a pathological liar. McAfee, he might be lying to deceive. Now, let me continue with this statement. So, after saying he's read every white paper.
I mean, come on, there's thousands of white papers. How can he possibly anybody believe this?
It's unbelievable on its face.
It's so ridiculous. It cannot possibly be what they're accusing him of.
The few I'm connected to, I will tell.
This is like reading The Onion and believing what The Onion says.
Let me keep going with this statement. So after claiming he's read every white paper, he goes on to say, "The few I'm connected to, I will tell you. The rest I have no position in. These coins will change the world. You can support that change." In an interview on or around December 22nd of 2017, he reaffirmed his purported lack of bias, saying, quote, "If I say this is a great coin and nothing else, I promise you I don't own any of it." Well, why would he think if McAfee says it's a great coin and he really believed what he was saying, he should own it.
Right?
Like, this is the
best coin.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
You're not even saying this is immoral. That was the last thing you said.
I don't even think this is immoral. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
So you don't think it's immoral for John McAfee to get on Twitter and claim falsely that he has no position in the coins that he is about to tell you about?
Right. So the problem
that's
is
a lie.
That in the very quotes that you're reading off, he's going from one in the very, like, it's not even like, I could understand if the guy was like a serious business person and, like, you know, not like lying left and right and not saying one thing and then saying another that contradicts the first thing he said, like, then I could understand it. But it's not. He was doing these things in such a way that was, it just came off as funny and entertaining to me.
Yeah, but you're in possession of more facts than perhaps the average person.
No. You could read right in the very sentences, the very quotes that you read, you could see the contradiction. Like, you don't have
to
be.
We can see it. We can see it, but we've paid attention to this guy.
So, should we have to protect dumb people?
No, I don't think we should. Like I said, I don't think these things should be illegal. I don't think they, and we, as we find out, this not criminal charges, but I don't think they should be able to, you should be able to bring a civil case against somebody for this either. So I don't think that what he did is something that anything should happen by the government's arm.
Yeah.
I think that people just need to be, people like this need to be outed. Let me go on with this, another quote from McAfee. This is December 22nd of 2017 from his Twitter. If I say it's a great coin and nothing else, I promise you I don't own any of it. I'm not affiliated with it, and I'm not interested in whether or not you buy it. So I'm sorry. This is what the world is. Listen, I'm 72 years old. What am I going to do with more money? Seriously. I mean,
wasn't the guy talking about how he was broke and, like, some other stuff, and how he used to have lots of money, but he spent it all?
He's got plenty of money.
Like, everything he says is, like, entertainment value.
Yes.
It's not. It's investment value. Why anybody would be stupid enough to go along? Like, it's you don't have to listen to this guy. Like, you don't have to follow this guy on a regular basis to realize just by looking at his Twitter feeds for a few minutes that it, like, what he's saying doesn't make any sense, and you shouldn't be investing based on what he is saying.
I don't care if you buy it, and I don't have any, and it's great.
Right. He obviously cares, and he does have some. And I agree with you. It is funny. There's no. I'm laughing at this. But he's lying to people. He says, listen, I'm 72 years old. What am I going to do with more money? Seriously, I mean, my knees are bad. What am I going to buy? I don't need money. What I need is to create a better world for the children.
No!
Dude, you're telling me that's not satire? I mean, come on.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. No, I think this
but
is.
But he's lying. That's the only problem. All he had to do was not say that he wasn't affiliated with it.
You are literally doing the general public a disservice, the citizens, the people, by, you know, by trying to protect them, because now they are under this illusion.
I'm not trying to protect them.
No.
I'm just saying, well, dude's being dishonest.
Right, but it's, you give people the illusion that they have, there's some sort of big government that's going to protect them from things.
No, I don't.
When,
why would exactly, I give them that?
I think it is. I think it is when you're going to say
that illusion.
I think it is if you're, you know, you're going to argue for, you know, this being at least some sort of, like, it should be some sort of crime. And I guess
you're not arguing that,
but
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that this should be completely legal,
yeah,
and that it shouldn't be able to be brought to court. But that said, I don't think it's okay to be dishonest. And I think it's totally fine to call out people for being dishonest. And that's what we're doing here on this show, and we've done it before about McAfee.
I would be 100% agreement on that. I think in this particular case, there's nothing to call out, but I would agree with you on that, generally speaking.
There is something to call out.
Isn't there really?
He told lies, and that's worth pointing out.
I think this is entertainment value, you know, worth pointing
He's
out.
He's entertaining as hell. There's no doubt about it.
I think it's entertainment value.
A good liar good to should point be entertaining. This out.
But as far as actually having to tell anybody, I think that's a stretch.
Compared to other states, the state of Nevada has very few state laws as compared to other states nearby. Yes, that's the interesting thing about Nevada.
Okay.
If you look at the code. So here's a resolution that got passed by Story County Commissioners Tuesday. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Okay. Tuesday. They voted to, quote unquote, oppose separatist governing control. In other words, they are blocking the ability for this so-called innovation zone to even take an effect, even if the state passes it.
Do they have that ability? Is Nevada a home rule state?
I don't know. That's a good question. I should look that up after I hang up. But yeah, they did oppose it. And so they passed it. Out of the three commissioners out of the two commissioners that were available today, 2-0 passed against it. The one commissioner that was not there, was not physically present for the vote for the meeting, was Lance Gilman, the third commissioner for Story County. Lance Gilman was the person who sold the property to Blockchains LLC.
Oh, wow. And now what you're saying is the county in which this corporation has purchased a large plot of land has now voted to reject any sort of innovation zone. Is that right?
That's correct. And in fact, the area of land that they had purchased actually spans across two different counties. That's how large it is. The majority of it is in Story County, but there is a bottom southeastern portion that actually is in the neighboring county called Lyon County. Okay. So, yeah, but it's Story County that's the one that did the resolution. I just want to mention real quick that regarding John McAfee, it does look like that it is federal prosecutors that are the ones that are charging him with fraud, John McAfee. But on the very bottom of this CNBC article I was looking at, it does say the Commodity Futures Trading Commission have filed a separate civil charge against McAfee and Watson.
He's facing both a civil and a criminal case?
Yes. Yeah, according to what I'm reading here. Yeah.
So does that mean he's got three cases that he's facing?
That sounds like it, yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing here?
That's what it sounds like,
because when they arrested him in Spain, it was for something about tax evasion.
Yeah, right.
And now this new one is about cryptocurrency fraud.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here in the Verge.com, so, they're saying each count is facing seven charges criminally and facing between 5 and 20 years for each charge. Now, according to Dillon's rule, named after Justice Dillon in the Iowa Supreme Court, he opined that municipal corporations owe their origin to and derive their powers and rights wholly from the legislature. So Nevada has long been considered a Dillon's rule state. There's very few exceptions to what a municipal corporation, and that's what a county is, right, can do. It's general and undisputed proposition of law that a municipal corporation possesses and can exercise the following powers and no others. One, those granted in express words, meaning what the state says that they can do. the state says they can do a thing, then they can do it. Two, those necessarily or fairly implied in or incident to the powers expressly granted. And three, those essential to the accomplishment of the declared objects and purposes of the corporation, not simply convenient, but indispensable. So what they're going to argue, I think, in this case, the county government guys, is they're going to say, well, we can't let this go. This is tax money. I mean, if we let this go, then we're going to lose a huge swath of the county, and we're going to lose our tax revenue.
Since Lance Gilman is a commissioner, and ever since I don't know how they separated ways, but Blockchains LLC no longer has Lance Gilman retained as an advisor or as a marketer. Mm-hmm. I noticed that when this big story about the Innovation Zone bill proposal came out, there were a couple of quotes from Lance saying that he had reservations about allowing this to happen.
Somebody told me that they were going to be having a COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Nashua. So I went over to the place, the church in Nashua. I went around, here's some people over here, let me take a look. And I walked up, you know, wearing my mask and like a good boy, and walk up and I saw some people wearing jackets with the city logo on them. And one of these bureaucrats was talking to a guy in the line in Spanish. I walk up there and said, you know, talk in Spanish. Talking about a vaccine, by the way, how do I get an appointment? I need to schedule an appointment. I'm telling him that I need an appointment. I'm telling him in Spanish, and he's telling me back that, first of all, you see, I was wearing a mask and a baseball cap, and I have to ask you about what is your race. And I said, why do you ask that? You know, this clinic here is only for minorities. And I'm like, what? Well, how about human race? Okay, mm-hmm. I'm human race. Well, I'll answer you that much. And I got turned away, I guess, because I wouldn't discuss what race I am.
A lot of the original antivirus programs, the people who wrote them literally created the viruses too that they would then catch. Right. Wow. So this is not something that's like,
you think he was doing that?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure you can actually go online and you can find out like where you can find quotes of him saying this, right? Like that kind of thing. It just boggles my mind that anybody would even begin to think this guy, you know, is somebody that you would want to trust. Like, and this is like all antivirus software, period. Like, yeah. It's not just McAfee. It's just antivirus is one big fraud, you know?
Wow, that's pretty scummy.
If you use Linux, though, you generally don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, the only reason somebody, I would say, you know, to use antivirus is because you're using Windows and like Microsoft, you're relying on Microsoft to fix the holes, but Microsoft doesn't fix the holes in a timely fashion. Right. But it's like antivirus is like taking a hammer and trying to, you know, stuff out the, you know, ants that are crawling through the fence. Like, mm-hmm. Think about how effective that's going to be.
Not at all. And they just won't fix the fence.
No, of course not. The solution would be, you know, to fix the fence. I don't know if you could fix the fence, but like, you know, if it was like a hole in the wall and the ants were getting in, yeah, taking a hammer, trying to kill them rather than patch the hole in the wall.
The people who hate cryptocurrency and they want to see it fail, like Tim Bond, a partner and portfolio manager at Odie Asset Management, believes Bitcoin could prevent society from functioning in an efficient and ethical manner. Now this, I gotta hear.
Well, it's because he thinks that society can only function with taxes.
Oh, is that right? See, I haven't even read the story yet.
Well, I just saw one of the headlines that said, like, it's going to prevent the government from being able to collect taxes.
Yeah, but you know, the problem with that is, you know, it's mine too. But the problem with that thinking is that, like, do you really think that there wouldn't be garbage people picking up your garbage if there wasn't for, like, taxes in government?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's so ridiculous.
By the way,
because
I got news for you. In Keene, New Hampshire, it's private garbage pickup.
It is. Yeah. It is. And that's the case for a lot of different things. There's probably not a service that governments provide anywhere that somewhere it's not private. And that includes everything from roads gas and electricity.
Even protection services.
Protection
services.
Right. Even protection services. Like this idea that
space launches
to be centralized is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And even space launches. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Private too.
portfolio manager at one of London's, this is by the way, marketwatch.com, one of London's leading hedge funds, has warned that Bitcoin, probably the best known cryptocurrency, has no real social utility other than as a tool for speculation. It's not hard to conceptualize this. It's hard to express how important it is that it takes the power of money from the hands of the centrally controlled people, the bankers and the governments. It takes it out of their hands and it puts it into the hands of the individual, of the people.
Yep.
For the first time in lifetimes that the individual can control their own value. And that is so important and is something that is so unexpressed about Bitcoin. People don't understand that. And that's ultimately what he's saying. He understands it. Mm. And he's afraid of it because he's an asset manager for a hedge fund. Remember, we were talking about GameStop a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
The hedge funds were the bad guys in the GameStop situation. These guys are the bad guys. They profit from the failure of businesses and things like that. So he sees the future if Bitcoin's become popular enough that they will restrict the government's ability to tax, spend, and redistribute. Because if more people start taking their wealth out from the dollar and putting it into things like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, or gold for that matter, putting your value into other things that you have control over, that changes everything.
Yeah, in New Jersey, there was a gym that obviously you guys talked about on Free Talk Live that had $170,000 taken straight out of their bank, but the government can't do that if your bank is your Bitcoin wallet.
And the crazy thing is, it's not that they can't take it from you. It's that they can't take it from you easily.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more. All for free at freetalklive.com.